Okay, here I'm going to talk about the subject of a responsive header, which is also a slider. So I don't have the knowledge about this, but I did formerly, you know, sometimes I work with those people on Fiverr.com, and they do various things. Although, you know, when you're asking people to do stuff on Fiverr, I mean, the quality is, boy, it ranges all over the place, because some of these people, I mean, you know, they don't understand English, you know? I mean, they say they do in their description. And then you make the simplest comment, and they totally screw it up. You tell them, you know, like I was trying to design a logo one time, you know? And after about three or four people, I just gave up, you know. It was impossible to communicate. You know, you told them it's not supposed to be that wide. And I specifically mentioned in my instructions that over here in Taiwan, the color situation is very sensitive. Red means red China, and that's not good. If you're going to use red, you know, it has to be in such a way that it's not, you know, maybe it's sort of shaded and stuff. And then, of course, if you have red, white, and blue, if that's clear, the theme is red, white, and blue, then that can be the United States. But I mean, just a big piece of red, that's red China. And it's very sensitive over here. White. Well, white in Taiwan refers to the white terror area. White terror era. The era of the white terror. And that's a very sensitive subject. Plus, additionally, in Chinese-speaking communities, white refers to death. It's the color used for funerals. And you know, don't ask me how they managed to correlate that or somehow, you know, make that work with the fact that white is also the color for weddings. I don't know where the dividing line is. But it just seems in general, white is, you know, the default is funeral. That's the default color. If you cut out those white snowflakes out of white paper and paste them on your door, then the Chinese-speaking people come in and say, who died? Okay, the blue color. The blue refers to the KMT over here. I mean, you know, you have to be careful. Your shading and stuff. I mean, if there's too much blue, or if blue's the main theme of this page, it seems to be KMT, which is the blue faction, which is, you know, they want to unify with mainland China, and they want to tell the native Taiwanese people to screw themselves and, you know, not seek their own autonomy and not seek any goal of Taiwan independence in the future and things like that. Now, green is the color of the people who are basically like native Taiwanese. But then again, I mean, you don't want to overdo it. It's also the color of the, you know, the ecological movement, the people who are, you know, promoting conservation and organic foods and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, there are these color things. And I would briefly describe these color situations on Fiverr.com when I wanted a logo made or something, and they paid no attention to this whatsoever. So it's a real problem trying to get something done over there. And they advertise themselves as being, a small business person's solution. But I think the quality is so, you know, totally unstable, if I could use that word. I don't know. It's really frustrating. I've almost given up on trying to do things in Fiverr, or you just have to, you know, your $5, $10, $15, whatever, you just have to figure, well, you know, it's like going to Las Vegas, you know, I'll give it a chance, you know, that's about all you can say. So anyway, the reason I bring this up is because on there one time, there was also, you know, there were also some, what do you call them, advertisements or proposals, and the guy said, you know, I can do anything with images, right? So previously I had someone set up this website that I have now, but I'm not using. It's on www.twclarify.com. TWCLARIFY. Whereas the site that Brian set up on the Web 44, the other server, that has an extra I in there, which is, you know, for fun. But on mine, it's TWCLARIFY.com. And so I set that up. But one thing the guy does have is he has a slider as the header. Now that's, you know, very interesting. So I'm just wondering if we can do something like that for the index of the, you know, the series that Brian is doing now. Now, of all these here, the one I don't like is the one that has the train in it. Of all the pictures that he has, you know, changing there, they all seem to be, I guess they're okay, but the one with the train in it strikes me as kind of weird. It doesn't strike me as being in Taiwan, although I could be wrong. So, of course, you know, it might be possible. Well, is it possible to do something like that for our index, you know, that we're designing here on, you know, the series that Brian's putting together? Now, the thing is, you know, you want these things to be responsive. The other day I went and looked at the October 25th. You know, there's three articles in there, right? The first HTML work that Brian did. I looked at that on a cell phone, and it looks okay. So I guess the size and everything is being reduced in the proper way. That's good. And that Brian additionally had initially said that would be the case. So that's good. Now here on www.twclarify.com, when you look at that on a cell phone, the whole thing is too wide, see? It doesn't scale down. So I had asked the guy on Fiverr, can you change this sliding header, this slider header, can you change this to a responsive kind of slider header? And he couldn't figure out what I was talking about. And of course, I don't have the technical knowledge to explain it, or even if that's possible, I don't know. You know, and then the other thing would be, you know, do we want to put on some of these social media buttons on somewhere? I don't know. We haven't gotten to that much yet either. But anyway, this TWClarify.com site, at some point we'll probably want to redo this as well, and I'll have Brian do that. I'm gonna take out this script thing, because now the way Brian has it, I think, is much better. The script is there, the HTML is there, and then the DOC, the Microsoft Word file, can be downloaded, you know, at the end of that. So you don't need a separate link for the Microsoft Word version and the HTML version. So I'm gonna take out on this twclarify.com, I'm going to take out the script and then put the other things in. And these pictures over here, these were not pictures that I got from YouTube, but just pictures, screenshots I took, you know, as those were playing, and then reduced those in size. So I thought maybe... you know, maybe this needs to be changed a little bit. It has some links here. And then the links over on the side, like Republic of China, 1937, 1952, those links are not correct yet. And then President Reagan's six assurances. I don't think he did that one. This site is written in PHP, which is a little higher of a language than HTML, so it's a bit more modular, but I guess, you know, you're familiar with that. There is actually, if you put a backslash, I don't know the difference between these slashes, But if you put the slash there in back of www.twclarified.com, and if you write scripts, S-C-R-I-P-T-S, P-H-P, then you'll come up on a screen which is referred to in many of my videos. It said if you want the, you know, if you want this file, if you want to download the content of this file, then go to the scripts page. So maybe this page will just link to the index of all the stuff that, you know, Brian is doing over there. Or, you know, maybe we'll just rewrite, you know, paste in the whole index into this page. You know, so that's that. So these are some things for the future. And remind me if I forget. But I was mentioning the bit of the responsive slider header. So, I mean, that's the main point I'm trying to bring out now is, like, can we do something like that for the index of the, you know, current project, which is all these files I've put in the subdirectory of files 3. So that's one point I wanted to make. And, you know, I talked about a lot of other things as well. So I will end my recording here.